Welcome back, my friends. Chef and Fat Man live from the 6th Annual North Georgia Mountain Egg Festival with celebrity chef Francine Bryson. And this lady just looked at your recipe that you're making. She goes, oh, man. Oh, no.
Thank you.
And she's gonna put that. It should be ready, I don't know, in about 20 minutes or so.
I'd say about 20 minutes.
We're cooking on the egg for the first time. We got the temperature right at 350, and it's holding steady.
We're playing it by ear to see how it is.
Anyway, when we last left you, Francine, we took some smoked salmon. Now, you said you can't stand salmon.
I can't stand salmon.
But on the egg, it was wonderful, wasn't it?
I ate it and didn't get sick.
I mean, it nothing but basic lathering of olive oil.
It's got a great flavor, and it's not fishy. That's the problem with salmon. A lot of people, it's fishy.
Well, now we're going to get into the guts. Now, as I was saying before we left, on the panhandle, everybody's got their own smoked fish dip.
Yeah.
But you try to get a recipe from you folks down there on the panhandle, you're ugly. They flat out won't give it to you. So I had to kind of design my own to make it taste like the wonderful flavor. And some people use sour cream. Some people use cream cheese. Mm-hmm. But the ones that use just straight mayo were the ones that rock my world.
And we're using the best mayo in the world.
And we're using Duke's, and they do not sponsor us, which is shameful. But
and it's made right where I live.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it's made in Malden, South Carolina, and we live. And my husband works in Malden, and we live like 20 minutes away.
Well, now it calls. Now you and I talked about just a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
We don't. I don't make fish dip by measurement.
Yeah.
So I had to. I measure it. So I say you add 2 tablespoons of Duke's, or
give or take.
Yeah, or a third of a cup. Now, there's a tablespoon.
Looks good to me.
And there's a tablespoon.
You measure the way I do.
I mean, no weenie measurements. You know, I mean, if you're going to measure. Now, I'm going to add a teaspoon of Old Bay. Now, Old Bay is one of those great seasonings.
It is. It's an amazing combination.
So I'll add a teaspoon. Now, see, when it
comes
out of.
You got to take the seal off of it.
Well, no, I did.
Okay.
I did. But a teaspoon.
It's the sprinkle top that's giving you such an issue.
Yeah, I do. I don't like sprinkle tops. Now, I love hot sauce, but the problem I had, I lived on Lafayette, Louisiana, which was right outside McElhaney Island.
I know where Lafayette is.
Tabasco. Well, I can't stand Tabasco. Too harsh, too strong, too flavor forward.
Too acidy?
Yeah, and I was looking for something different. So one day, I'm walking on the Riverwalk in New Orleans, and they're having a festival there. And we were there to do a show, and I saw this guy with a tent, Crystal Hot Sauce. Now, I'd seen it down there, but never north of New Orleans. So Al Ballmer was standing there, and he's the owner of the company, and he did something that set in my mind as to why this is the best hot sauce. He said, I love my hot sauce so much, let me do this. Let me grab a paper towel here. He said, young man, which I knew he wasn't talking to me, but I was the only person standing there. He said, young man, why do you not use hot sauce? I said, well, I like Texas Pete, but it's kind of, I don't know, it was my go-to if I didn't have anything else.
Right.
He said, well, why don't you use Crystal? And I said, well, I don't know, I've never tried it. He said, what don't you like about hot sauce? I said, well, the heat, too much heat, and too much flavor, it kills your taste buds.
Right.
So he took a teaspoon, just like this, and he just kept squirting and squirting, putting it in there and putting it in there and putting it in there. I said, what are you going to do? He said, I'm going to show you something that's absolutely amazing and why you should use Crystal Hot Sauce from now on. He said, now is your palate? I said, no, I don't have a real good palate for heat. So he said, now, I'll show you how good this hot sauce is.
I've never done that.
Wonderful.
Never done that.
You cannot do it, I've found, with any other hot sauce but Crystal. There's a slight mouth warmth.
Right.
Explosion of flavor.
But it's not burning you up.
Tell you what, I'll give you a little taste.
All right, we'll try. It's the first time for everything. I've got a pretty extensive palate.
Try this hot sauce.
It's pretty developed.
I will tell you, once you try this hot sauce, when you can drink it like that straight up.
We're shooting it straight.
This is straight up.
Oh.
And he goes.
You would not be able to do that anywhere else.
No. That's why this particular hot sauce is
it's
amazing.
It's not hot.
It's got a little heat.
So well, I mean, it's not burning me up.
No.
I'm not going.
No.
I mean, that is the first time I've ever. Now, my husband will use Crystal.
Uh-huh.
I use Texas Pete. But I'm going to start using a little more Crystal.
I'm telling you, man, it is great. So, to the.
Wow, that is good.
Couple tablespoons of mayonnaise, teaspoon of Old Spice, a tablespoon of. See, now this. It's
looks
close
good
enough.
To me.
A good tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire.
It's good enough.
That's the hardest word in the world for me to spell.
And then
yeah.
I cut a lime. I want a fresh lime, so I cut this one. And I cut it in two, and then I squirt just a little squirt.
Liar, liar.
I don't think we need any comment from the peanut gallery. And then a teaspoon of dill. Now, this is a dish.
He does it so well.
That you can set up, the longer dill sets up, dry
yes.
dill, fresh dill.
I so love dill.
I throw that in there. You know, a lot of people don't like dill, and I don't know why
You
now.
Know what I love to do is I like to take fresh French bread, smear it with pure butter that I've just made out of whipping cream, and then I take fresh minced chopped garlic and mix it with dill and spread it on there and just eat it like that. I don't even have to toast it.
Now, I think this looks like it's going to be all right. I want to add a little salt and pepper now. And
salt.
A little salt. And I use Himalayan Ooh. Pink salt.
You better throw some over your shoulder.
And then, yep, here a little.
There you go.
All right. Then a little
pepper.
Freshly ground, of course.
Yes. Now, of course, I could sit here and crack it and do all that fancy stuff. That's for you celebrity chefs. I'm not a chef. I'm the fat man, so I'm filling in. So I'm doing the best that I can to make this work. Now, one of the great things about this dip, Francine, is it is so freaking easy to make. The time is basically in the, that you spend is in the
cooking the salmon.
Yep.
Or the fish.
Right. Now, what I'll do is I'll add a little more mayonnaise. Let's see here. Ah, yeah, that's perfect.
I'm your sous chef.
Yeah. A little more, because, you know, Duke's is that kind of mayonnaise.
It's thick, and you can add a little more. It's not going to hurt nothing.
Yeah, it really isn't.
It's like butter.
Now, I'm going to let you try it. You're the official chef. I'm just a fat man, so I know you don't like salmon, but you said you kind of like this.
I'm actually hovering it like a vulture.
See what you think about this dip.
That's good.
Simple, basic.
That's good.
But this is a dip that you can make with smoked fish. If it's on the panhandle, you're all over it.
You did good.
Oh, with the salmon?
Mm. You did good.
Well, you know, a blind hog finds an acorn.
Every once in a while.
But this is
That's
one
good.
Of those dishes that just, when you're, you know, a nice cold beer.
Oh, yeah.
Glass of tea. And, oh, yeah, it's right there.
That's good. It's on point.
It's not too strong.
No.
But you taste the fish.
That's my thing is salmon's always too strong. This is not too strong, and I'd eat this.
And you can kick it up a little bit with a little more hot sauce. I don't think it needs it, but
no,
you
good.
Can make it a little looser for a dip. If you want to serve more people, add a little more mayonnaise.
Of course, we have that residual hot sauce in us from
yeah, but it wasn't.
Shooting it. I can honestly say you're the first person I've ever done a hot sauce shooter with.
Yeah, this is this is one of those special moments.
It's a special occasion.
Well, the only way you can do it is with Crystal hot sauce.
Yeah.
It is that kind of sauce.
It's now, a smoked salmon dip.
You want to take a peek? Let's take a peek at
yeah,
your casserole.
Let's
put this
out
there and let people try it. If you don't like fish, if you don't like mayonnaise, if you don't like hot sauce, Crystal hot sauce, then don't eat it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there. Well, it's not. We were just proving. We actually took a tablespoon of this and ate it, and it is not hot. It is the best flavored hot sauce in the world. It's made out of north of New Orleans. It is called Crystal Hot Sauce, and you can get it at most stores. Look at this. You can just. It is not hot, but it's so flavorful. Now, Francine, how's your casserole coming?
It's doing great. This is beautiful.
Now that goes great on the egg, and we're a little concerned. Let's see here. You had never done it on the egg.
Never done it on the egg.
We come back. We're going to sample, test, and set up our next recipe at Chef and a Fat Man Live from High Rossy, Georgia, baby.